morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. We have one very interesting show and some comments today. We're going to have a guest in the second hour, Gary Barnett, a noted writer, patriot, and fellow good guy from Montana, to talk to us about some of the legalities of Constitution versus enslavement here in the good old U.S. of A. and the entire planet, really. I make no bones about what I see. You don't have to be super brilliant or anything to see that the whole world has been captured. The whole world. In the most audacious attack that you could ever imagine. I could just think of President Bush just kicking stones down the road. I invented terrorism. I took down the World Trade Centers. I pulled the head of Osama bin Laden out of my hat like Bullwinkle the Moose tried to pull out Rocky the Flying Squirrel and waved it around to say, be afraid, be afraid, be afraid, surrender, surrender, surrender. And it didn't work. And that's all I had to do was to sneeze and use some other great psychological warfare tools and technological equipment, and I could bring the world to its knees. What we are experiencing right now is the Second Civil War. But the last thing we probably ever expected it to be fought with was biological weapons and technological weapons. Primarily, I refer there to 5G. So it's being fought by stealth. And as these items are applied, people are in fear and in panic and quickly come apart. You can see who is brave and who is not very, very quickly. The ones who come apart the quickest are usually the ones who have no faith. And that's the major, major motivating thing here, is you have to have faith in God. This is supposed to be, and many of the nations around the United States were at one time, godly nations. And that has fallen by the wayside. And the people with no faith, or maybe the people working for the other side, are seeing their opportunity to seize power and control. We are moving, and you cannot deny it, from the biblical age, the age of flesh and blood, the age of God-created life, and moving into a new form of life, which will be circuits, microprocessors, microchips, the tree of knowledge. We are moving there at breakneck speed, and we have to make a choice on which tree we wish to bear fruit from. Will we stay with the tree of life that God gave us, or we will be frightened and sent away into this new reality, which is not a reality. It's an artificial reality. It's an anti-God reality. Will we surrender our souls to the beast? That is your choice. I made my choice when I was 10 years old, and I said, no, I will not. I am on God's side. I made that commitment. I keep my nail on my desk to remind me of the price that is paid by those who stay faithful. The majority of people are anesthetized. This has been the perfect application of Sun Tzu's The Art of War. Enemies are captured without a shot being fired. In fact, without even a neuron to help you even understand that we have been captured and we are under assault on fronts all around the world. You're inured to the spell of the mantra of the media and willfully surrender your freedoms, your livelihoods, and your country, and even your faith in one giant reaction to a perceived disease. President Trump is being vilified as a fool, a moron, a boob, so that he can be taken out. This impeachment didn't work. So we'll put something to bear that will collapse him, that he cannot overpower the media this time with his charm or his luck to turn the dead totals around and say we have life. They are casualties in a war. That cannot be denied. It's just how have they been made casualties? One of the main reasons the Lord led me to understand is last year they brought out the pneumonia vaccine with a version that's 20% stronger for seniors. And we see the biggest risk group being the seniors. They're dropping like flies. What if this vaccine causes the pneumonia with an activation of some electro microwave element like 5G or some other stimulus that is still to be determined, and that's what weakens your immune system? The bugs are in our body all the time. It's our immune system keeps them in check. You turn it off, and like in any battle, struggle, sport, it will overwhelm you. So it's very important to keep your immune system strong and to stay away from anything to put in your body that's a carcinogen. I put up a couple of videos on my website to study past pandemics. They are very revealing, very revealing. So in the 1665 Great Plague of London, where a third of the population were killed, great mistakes were made. And these mistakes led to a greater loss of life. So the cure was worse than the disease because they didn't understand the dynamics of the disease. So as people started to get the plague, people started to blame the cats and the dogs, the strays, for the disease. So the king ordered them killed. 50,000 dogs and 80,000 cats were killed. But we know now it was the flea on the rat that caused the disease. So what happened? Without the 80,000 cats, the rats exploded in population. Carrying the fleas, they gave you the plague. Then another mistake was compounded. You would be put in quarantine for 40 days. They'd lock you in your home, put a big chain and padlock on the door so you couldn't get out, and put a constable at the door. And whoever was in your house with you stayed with you, even if they had no symptoms and did not have the plague. So it was almost guaranteed that those people would get the plague because the fleas would come on you sooner or later. And more people were killed by the quarantine than were killed by the first person getting the plague. If they would have been allowed to be free and escape and go somewhere else, they most likely would have survived, and the numbers wouldn't have been as severe. But we're so sure all the time that we're right, that we'll kill anyone and everything to prove it. That's why I like my great American philosopher, Gil Scott Heron. Sometimes you have to look at a problem from a completely different way, a way that you have not been shown, because sometimes the way you're shown is the path to your destruction. So it doesn't hurt to reanalyze and look at things. In the 1918 flu pandemic, I found a great video, the secret history of it, that amazed me too. It is very, very interesting that, again, we had this giant disease come by. Well, my comrade in arms, Jack, has an old book from 1918, and it talks about a study that was done to see if the flu was even transmissible from person to person. So they picked 100 healthy volunteers and injected them with mucus from people's noses and bronchial tubes and their blood products to see if they could pass the disease to another person. Not one person got the flu. Not one. That is a very interesting little factoid as we get into this psychological warfare weapon of social distancing, which is the ultimate art of war thing, to completely break down organized resistance against the coming satanic one-world government police state. Because you will look at everyone you know or anyone you've ever trusted in the past as a potential enemy of your body. and refuse to help them, refuse to work with them, refuse to cooperate with them, probably even refuse to pray with them. That is a very important thing. And they also discovered something else. I came across a book based on this material that's been recently published in 2017, and the author was very, very plain about what caused the transmission of the disease. You must remember 1918, I hope, there was a world war going on. What's one of the most important elements you have in a war? Carrier pigeons? Couriers? Radio. Admittedly, it was Morse code and other codes being da-da-da-da-dit-dit around the world, but you had these powerful radio transmitters, mostly on military bases, where the outbreaks come out. I worked with a Vietnam vet who was a fighter pilot, electrical engineer, and he told me very clearly that when those radio towers are active, you go to the top, you're instantly fried with radiation. You're dead. Imagine that. The vector may be the same thing we have today, these high-powered energy transmissions that we have to pump out, regardless of how many millions die, because we're in Satan's control. You look at these 5G hotspots, and someone put out a good video I watched yesterday about, he puts the map over where the disease's epicenter are, and the 5G hubs. And it's almost a bang-on match, much closer to any of the other things people are coming up with. Now, there's a quick way to find out if this is true or not. Turn it off! But they won't. They'll barbecue you all alive, slowly, from the inside out, like you're in a microwave oven. And your stomach will turn, you'll be in indomitable pain. You won't be able to take oxygen into your hemoglobin. And you'll slowly asphyxiate and drown in your own bodily fluids, because that is preferable to turning off the beast's machine, because they are creating the world global brain. Rick Wiles of True News reported from the Barcelona mobile phone conference, this is being made. You will be chipped. You will be enslaved. You will have to belong to this beast system. And how are you going to be taken into this beast system? You know, if you were lost in the forest, you wouldn't hesitate to pick up a compass. When we're lost or being deceived here on the earth, is there anything wrong with picking up the Bible and using it as your compass? What does it say? 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. Even him who's coming is after the work of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, and they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. A strong delusion. It almost sounds like a pandemic created at the Davos World Economic Forum and the Munich Security Conference, where they coined that word, Westlessness. Are you fools? That should almost be written on your wall in paint. Nancy Pelosi was there. What do you think she was doing? Praying or conniving? I think she was conniving. We see the move of the globalists to capture you all. You don't feel it, some of you, right now, because the noose isn't tight enough around your neck yet. Slowly, 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 it'll be tightened more and more and more until you struggle to breathe. Or you could get yourself out. If you think anything the British ever did to America in days past was difficult, that's child's play to what you're going to experience now. The quality and nature of weapons. You look at this mass psychological warfare operation mainstream media is doing to you. It's like I told you when I talked about the movie network. Howard Beale says, turn it off. It's a virus. It's a mind virus. When I see people in public, I'm almost ready to laugh at them for how they are just crapping their drawers from listening to MSM. Because they've got you, and they're squeezing you hard, telling you to stay indoors, to not breathe the fresh air, to not be in the sunlight, so you can't get the natural, God-given things for your body, fresh air and vitamins from the sun. Or, as I remember that classic old show Joyce did once about grounding, taking your boots and socks off and standing barefoot on the ground to get energy from our good earth that is beneficial and healing to your body. I mentioned that I found in The Lancet that article on licorice root, the acid in licorice root that I can't pronounce because it's got too many Z's and too many H's in a row, and it starts with a G, but it kills the SARS coronavirus. And everyone's looking for big pharma to come up with a solution to poison you with. I was teasing a Muslim colleague at work, and it's vaccine Akbar, vaccine Akbar, the vaccine is great. No, God is great. That we can agree on. And what comes out of his earth, something that he created for your body that protects you, you scorn and laugh at. I was talking to another Muslim like that and just said, you were denying God. He was a pharmacist. You're denying God by not taking his solution from the good earth. Will you go in front of your mosque and stand there and say, I take the chemicals from Satan, but I won't take what God gave me? Heads should be shaking, and hopefully we're not hearing too much rattling. 1 Thessalonians 4:15 to 17. By the word of the Lord we declare to you that we are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord. Will by no means precede those who have fallen asleep. And how do you fall asleep? Watching TV. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a loud command, with a voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will be the first to rise. And how did you get dead? Well, maybe you took the chip and went into Microsoft's cloud. After that, we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. So that's what you have to choose. Do you want to be with the Lord or not? If you stay faithful like the founding fathers' generation, you have a country, sovereign, free, with a Bill of Rights and a Constitution. Or you can crawl on the earth and beg your masters for your next slice of bread so they don't turn up the power on the 5G just that little bit too much to make you spit your lungs out. This is a war. You were prepared to fight a civil war before with guns and shoot each other and take massive trauma to your chest. But you cower in fear behind closed doors for a sneeze. That is the power of the enemy and psychological warfare. William Colby, former CIA director, said, we will know our disinformation campaign is complete when everything the American people believe is a lie. And who tells you the lies? I think that one starts with S. The S.A. Tan Company. John Adams said, you will never know how much it has cost my generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it. And I hope you will make good use of it too. In this time, if you're locked up somewhere, open the good book. If you don't have a copy and you can't get one, Bible Gateway is probably one of the best sources because they have it in multiple languages and there's dozens of versions in English from old writings back to 1599 before the King James Version to modern versions. Get into your book. Read the words. Learn what's coming. Because what is coming is very important. Very important. In Matthew Matthew 7:23, a tree and its fruit. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? And I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them is like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. Build that house on a rock. Part of that rock, of course, was and always will be the United States of America. Don't sell it out. Matthew 26:15. Judas agrees to betray Jesus. Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, what are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you? And they set out for him 30 pieces of silver. So from then on, Judas looked for an opportunity to betray Jesus. We see that today in the way the money is going to change. It's going to go from whatever we could think of, gold and silver. It's quantum money. It's both money and a commodity. Bank notes, Federal Reserve notes, as horrible as they are, but they were something human designed to something inhuman designed. And we will sell out to that system, some of us, and some of us won't. That's the choice you have to make. But what are you when you give in to this? What does it cost you? Unfortunately, it costs you your very soul. Jesus said very quickly, if you want to follow me, Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. The money means nothing. Your soul means everything. The devil wants it. He's on the warpath. Will you submit or resist? Those are your choices, my friend. Those are your choices. We'll see you on the other side of the break. I'm George Freund. This is Power Hour Nation. God bless you all.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Gary Barnett will join us in the next hour, American patriot, constitutionalist, and very good author, really. And we're glad to have him aboard for that. A lot of our churches are closed, and people feel under a lot of pressure. Some of them feel like they have no hope, probably because they don't know the Lord at all and probably never would have gone to a church in the first place. But there's always hope for tomorrow. Our leaders are very deficient in the things the founding fathers were not deficient in. And I say with great confidence, I doubt I would ever see one of them actually pray in public to lead their nation in prayer and ask for God's deliverance in these troubled times. Because I'm quite confident they work for the other side, and they cannot, under any circumstances, until they give up the control of Satan, to do something like that. If the President of the United States really wanted to make some inroads in this disease, turning off 5G would probably be very, very important. What are some of the big hubs for 5G? I would suspect they're airports. We know the Princess Cruise Line hooked up to 5G to do it by satellite. And we see clusters of these germs and diseases. I wouldn't be the slightest bit surprised. Now, remember in the old days, if you had a cell phone, you went into a hospital, you were a heretic, and they chased you down the hallway because you weren't supposed to turn them on because it mucks up their equipment? Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest now that there's 5G hubs in and around these hospitals. And that's turning people's bodies into jello, weakening their immune systems and allowing them to be suffering from pneumonia. Something I learned from a news article I found is everything is being written off. You've got any kind of upper chest infection. It's not just that it's pneumonia you die from. It's SARS-Corona. A source, a Vancouver doctor that I've come across, was telling me they are ordered to write it off as SARS-Corona. Regardless, came across that in the British news when a 19-year-old young man died from this. He was a chef, Italian chap, and he had something called fulminate pneumonia. So I looked that up, and it was a very complex medical article for me to read, but there was like 20, 24 different reasons why you'd have that, including the pneumonic plague, MERS, SARS, various variations of the flu, etc., etc., etc. But in that article, it said
It was just assumed it was SARS, Corona. Assumed. Daddy taught me that one when I was much, much younger. You know, you take the first three letters, the you and the me. So when you assume something, you make an ass out of you and me. And it's being assumed. Another doctor in New York City, very prominent doctor through connections I have, was just saying the same thing. They're not knowing it's SARS-Corona, it's just pneumonia. And I came across a news article where someone had head injuries from a fall. But he tested positive for SARS-Corona. So even though his head's broken and splattered all over the place and was probably the significant cause of his death, it was counted as SARS-Coronavirus. Someone's playing with the numbers. Someone's playing with the numbers, my friends. And when you do that, say, had a Georgism from a long time ago. When the facts have to be fudged, the goose has to be cooked. And unfortunately, you're the goose. It's the truth that sets us free, not the lies. They enslave us. Very, very important. We know that the world is a giant money system. And if Jesus ever said anything or ever did anything, it was when he cleansed the temple in Matthew 21:12. The crowds replied, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Then Jesus went into the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those selling doves. And he declared to them, "It is written, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." That's part of the choice you make. And if there's anything in you that says you're Christian or you believe in Jesus, you know what to do with the money changers. And if you don't, well, you're probably doomed. So let's do what the president did. Because there's probably many people in need. People who have lost jobs, hope, people who are sick, people in difficult times. And God gave us an answer for that. It was called the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Dear Lord, we ask you to intercede in these difficult and trying times, to save the republic, to save nations, to save people, to save our faith, to save our dignity, and give us the knowledge, the ability, and the power to turn Satan on his back and restrain him from this capture of the planet Earth, to free those in disease, to free those with the mind virus of mainstream media, to free the people to return to you as our God in heaven, a God we will follow and love and not be suckered into the temptations of this earth. We look at all these pop stars, sports stars. People looked at them like gods before. What are they now? Shivering in the dark. They have no power. They only offered an illusion, a terrible illusion. Isaiah 53:6, "And we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." So we come back. And we ask for God's forgiveness. We ask for God's forgiveness for our lusts, our sins, the sins of our nations. To say, we are sorry and we atone. And we ask for your power to heal the nation, to heal the people, and give us victory in this greatest battle of human history, as it will turn out to be in time. That is your way. You may take it or reject it. Personally, I'm there to take it. In the news, we see Brits are warned to keep flashlights handy in case coronavirus power out. Well, if you're any kind of a prepper, you've got more flashlights than batteries, but it's very important to have sources of light. But that's a hint that maybe in time, electrical distribution will fail, and we're really in trouble. Philippines. President Duterte is said to have given shoot-to-kill orders. A friend of mine from Philippines says that's fake news, and they don't believe it because they never heard that. But maybe it's censored from them because it is a total and complete police state there. Shenzhen becomes the first Chinese city to ban eating cats and dogs because, just like in the plague days in London, they think there's some connection between the coronavirus and cats and dogs. No, there's a species barrier there. It's hardly likely, but, good thing for the cats and dogs because some of us really appreciate them as forms of life. Finland told its welfare state can't cope with the virus fallout. By and large, I don't think any welfare state will be able to cope with this in the long term, and we could be facing complete and total economic collapse. And that's where they'll come to you to sell you or give you the slice of bread at the cost of your soul to take the mark of the beast system. And that will be your choice. U.S. military moves air defense system into Iraq following attacks on American troops. It appears something bigger is coming because I believe we are in a global war. Just it'll never be revealed to us until maybe 50 years after the official secrets are over, and maybe two generations from now someone will know why. Three unmistakable signs of war is coming. Pompeo orders all American citizens to return immediately to the U.S. They're projecting 10,000 deaths by May 10th for this so-called virus. According to the White House, it is worth mentioning today, we have a new warning about things that are heated. Three unmistakable signs for war. Sign one, President Trump activating 1 million military reservists. Canada's doing the same thing next week. Not a million, but our reserves. The Pentagon ordering high-level staffers into deep underground bunkers. Secretary of State Pompeo just ordered all Americans living overseas to return immediately as a cover story for the coronavirus. Big things are coming. It's right for you to be with the Lord, to have what you need, to be very, very careful about where you go, what you do, and what you say, because most people are brainwashed by mainstream media, and they will turn on you very quickly. Nearly half of 70 University of Texas students who went to Mexico have this coronavirus. Well, doctors I've seen that are experts in other places outside of mainstream media have said this is, you know, the positive test or the coronavirus can be nothing more than like a glorified cold. There are two major strains, the L and the S. Other research I've seen, there's eight different strains and different strengths and severities. A lot of us could have already had it, and it's passed. We are asymptomatic, and we never knew. Maybe we'll never know. So you will test positive, perhaps, but it's not going to be like you're rushed off into intensive care. You probably have to have that underlying health condition, the pneumonia vaccine. In Canada, here in Ontario, where I am, two major clusters were in old folks' homes, and I guarantee you that they most likely, without a doubt, got this pneumonia vaccine, including the staff. A lot of the staff are sick, and one of them in Bob Cajun, volunteers are taking over for the staff. So we'll see shortly in time if they get it or they don't, because statistically they probably didn't. In the New England Journal of Medicine, it said in Wuhan, when they were looking over statistics on this, no one under 15 got it. And you're mandated to take vaccines in China, so maybe Big Brother there didn't give it to the young ones, and they were immune. That could be a possibility. But, of course, we can't look into other alternatives because it defeats the brainwashing paradigm that Big Brother has for us. We can't look at things from another way and just see, just maybe, that was the cause. Because when you look over the symptoms of Pneumovax or whatever it's called, a lot of them are not symptoms, but the side effects. They look like the symptoms for the SARS coronavirus. Very, very clear. Five people died of cardiac arrest on the shot out of the 1,004 or whatever that they tested it on. Sounds great candy. According to NBC affiliate KXAN, 28 of 70 students tested positive. Residents in Texas City face $1,000 fine for uncovered mouth and nose. But if it can't be spread body to body, as they found out in 1918,
then that's a big futile exercise for one reason or another. Mostly it just gives power to the state, the power brokers, the evil ones who control us. If this is, I wrote a blog called American Coup, looking at this as we couldn't impeach him, so let's put him in a propaganda war he can't win, make him look like an idiot so people turn away from him. You know, Biden's up in the polls, they say. They denigrate almost anything Trump says on a good day. But, you know, he made comments about this being like the flu. And mainstream media was all over him to say, see, look at you, you're a fool, you're an idiot, you're a boob. And then I read Dr. Fauci's article in New England Journal of Medicine. It's free, those couple of few articles. And he said the same thing. This is like the 1957 flu or the 1968 flu. Okay, the gears start rolling between my ears there. Well, you know, this is the guy advising the president. That's what he said. The president repeated what he said, but the president's no good because he repeated what the fool behind him said. And he is a fool, because when President Trump was talking, he made all those weird, bizarre gestures, trying to make him look like he was an idiot, and such like that. If you don't want to work for the president, resign. Find someone who will. But to embarrass him like that is, you know, extremely childish. But then the whole concept of what's been going on in Congress for the last few years is like five-year-olds in a schoolyard. And I think even they're more mature. It's just awful, really. Although, I guess we could lighten things up a bit with a good joke. Someone sent me one that was rather funny. So this chauffeur of a limousine driving an important VIP from Washington is, you know, driving down a remote road and hits an old cow, kills it. So the passenger says, well, go to the farmhouse and tell the owner of the cow that you killed their cow. So the chauffeur does. He goes there. He's treated to the best Scotch whiskey you could ever get, the finest meal you could ever eat. He's offered the hand in marriage of the farmer's daughter. He's in there for 2 hours, being celebrated as a hero. Goes back to the limousine, talks to the person he's chauffeuring around, and she says, you know, what did you say? He says, well, I knocked on the door, and I said I was Nancy Pelosi's chauffeur, and I killed the old cow. And I was lauded a hero. Baltimore moves ahead of surveillance planes to fly city streets. You see, this is the Mark of the Beast system coming in under guise. Israel, I didn't have time to send that to Catherine when it started, has come up with one of those phone apps, too. Some of the Asian countries are using them already. South Korea, I heard on late-night radio on BBC's show, one of their shows was doing this, too. So this app that you're required to download by the government checks on you every 20 minutes. And I hear from someone who has one of those spy phones that even if you turn off the location thing, it turns itself back on in 20 minutes. So I guess that's why they picked that magic number. And if you're not there, of course, the cold hand of the police state comes upon you and crushes you into the ground. If you leave your home, this app sets off the other phones near you. And then they have like one of those old horror movies or something, you know, with Donald Pleasance. And, you know, if you got near one of the monsters that crawled out of the grave, it shrieks at you or something. Well, these phones will shriek at you and buzz and point you out that, you know, you're an escaped person from quarantine. Doesn't that just sound so Orwellian and fresh? I'm around people all the time. I have no fear. None whatsoever. Like, I had to greet people that came from Iran, China, Northern Italy, and such like that. Didn't faze me in the slightest, because I have my faith, and I know most of this is psychological. If they convince me, and you convince yourself that you can get it and you can be sick, you open the door to that, and I won't open the door to that. I manifest health and perseverance through this storm, and hopefully you'll all join me in manifesting victory over these forces, foreign and domestic. Civil liberties advocates are sharply opposed to things going on with this so-called virus. One thing I did come up with yesterday is an FBI report that describes China's biosecurity risk, that three times enemy agents were taking various toxins
through American airports and were apprehended. And not a whole lot was done about that. Of course, we've talked many times about the one that came from the Canadian biolab that Comrade Trudeau possibly authorized. And that's why I look at this as like one of those giant Kennedy-type conspiracies where everybody meets at a certain person's country home to discuss the death of the president tomorrow. And that all these people, the Obamamites, Trudeau, the globalists, the big corporations, you know, the Google people, the Microsoft people, the Amazon people, whatever they are, they, you know, they all come in and just say, we can do it this time. We can do it this time. We can make it happen. Now, it's not just that we'll take out the president. We'll take out the whole world and enslave everybody, and we will be masters of Earth. Napoleon couldn't do it. Hitler couldn't do it. Genghis Khan almost did it. But this time, we'll do it. And they may very well do it if we allow them. I refuse to give them that power. The quarantine is lifted on Diamond Princess. People were dying on these ships. Again, probably most likely because of the 5G weakened immune system. A lot of people go on these cruises or, you know, it's like your bucket list thing. So, you know, you're close to death. You have prior health conditions, but you just want to, you know, do a few things before it's too late. After walkouts, Amazon pledges temperature checks and masks in all warehouses. That's another thing, like, if this is so real, why weren't they so on top of it to protect their employees? Well, why are they sending troops to NATO maneuvers in Europe and such like that would expose people, you would think, to these germs, should they exist? Well, maybe because you're not going to give them the adjuvants that activate these germs. McCarthy, we can't allow China to control supply chain in India in any industry. Well, Napoleon said that first. Long time ago. China is a giant best left sleeping. Mike Pence thanks truckers and workers at Walmart Distribution Center for the fight against the coronavirus. World stocks drift as wary investors expect grim U.S. jobs data. Trump says Russia-Saudi oil deal soon invites oil chiefs to the White House. One of the other big things that's invited to the White House, I saw in a video, is all these big pharma companies. That, you know, he was doing an unboxing at one video where he's showing this thing. You know, there's the President of the United States being like some bimbo on a TV commercial showing the drug companies things. And they're going to unleash, you know, trillions of dollars of American money to give to all these big pharma companies so that they can profit from this under the guise of we're going to save your life and take all your money. New Oxford study hidden by mainstream media, millions already infected, recovered, and immune. Well, that's what I was saying earlier, didn't get to that part, but that, there's many links to that on the Power Hour News site. This bug has been around for a long time, even if it was just the last time, 2002, 2003. It went all over the world. I've known all kinds of people, including myself, that were really, really sick a few years back for something that just seemed to be a monster from the tar pits. And we recovered. I used every herbal I could get my hands on and even took some antibiotics, and I got through it. And then a buddy of mine who was in the Philippines, he came back, got horribly, horribly sick for a month. So he's probably already been through it. And those were probably the severe versions, but other versions were, you know, you probably didn't even have a sniffle. And I also see the movie Wagged Dog in a lot of these things, you know, when they talk about certain famous people, politicians, etc., like, you know, Prince Charles or Sophie Trudeau or something, that they're in self-quarantine. Don't see them, you know, spitting their lungs out in a bucket or anything like that. They just say, oh, no, they were exposed, maybe they had it, and they're in self-quarantine, and, you know, now they're better and everything's fine. Well, that sounds like Wag the Dog. If you're not familiar with that movie, that was, you know, how they make propaganda to get wars started, and they were kind of basing that on the Clinton era at times when he bombed the aspirin factory or something. But to put out these propaganda films, you know, there's this girl running through shelled territory under assault. But it's all made up. It's artificial reality. And she's not even near any place that's a battlefield. It's green screen. And, you know, she's hiding and covering, and it's just not good enough. So one of the producers says, a puppy! That's what we need. She needs to be carrying a puppy. That will appeal to people's emotions, and we'll be able to take advantage of them. So they give her a puppy, and she does the same film thing, cowers by a rock. Cut, print, that's it. People will synthesize with the puppy. So they pick someone who's, you know, maybe sort of popular. Maybe most people wouldn't care if Trudeau's under quarantine or he lived or died. But, oh, his wife, Sophie. Oh, my God, poor Sophie. And then you're hooked in. It's like catching fish. Sometimes the bigger and better the bait, the bigger and better fish you hook in. And in the propaganda war, it's you. It's you. And we don't want it to be you. So that's why we do what we do, because it's very, very important. Very important. This is the time. This is the place. The other big thing, I said it last time, I'll say it again when we have a couple of minutes, Revelation 18:13, lament over Babylon. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple silk, scarlet of all kinds, citron wood, and every article of ivory, precious wood, bronze, iron, marble, cinnamon, all the spices, the fruit of your soul's desire has departed from you. All your luxury and splendor have vanished, never to be seen again. Everything goes to zero when we get into that New World Order, Mark of the Beast system. Don't go. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Gary Barnett. Thanks for coming to Power Our Nation and participating today. I'm George Freund.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.